Welcome to the Spirit Sex Money Podcast. This is a place for those who are made of magic and here to experience all of the pleasure, abundance, and joy that life has to offer them while dismantling the patriarchy and healing their souls. I'm your host, Viola Hug, a speaker, writer, and mentor, and the owner of a multiple six-figure company. I work with individual energetics like Human Design and Gene Keys because I know that every single person is unique in the way that they're meant to experience their life. I'm passionate about equitable leadership and leading in spirituality from a non-toxic perspective. You are in a safe and inclusive place here. As a 4-6 phonic manifester with a Libra sun and moon and a Cancer rising, you can expect a whole range of topics that are all equally activating and thought-provoking and encompass all things spirit, sex, money, and probably a few extras as well. Come be online BFFs with me, join my email list, and find me on TikTok and Instagram at Viola Hug. Now let's turn it up. It's about to get hot in here. Hello, welcome. I'm so excited. I am officially off maternity leave, and now I wouldn't say that it's as clear of a boundary because it turns out that a lot of the quote-unquote work that I do is actually creative expression. So writing, creating videos, like that kind of thing, even a couple of podcasts I've still done throughout my leave. But I haven't been actively working. I haven't been actively selling. I haven't been actively creating. I haven't been actively choosing the direction of what I'm doing. And so today, well, yesterday was my first day back. Hurrah! Which feels really exciting because the amount of clarity that I've had in this break, which I've talked about already, has been really, really powerful. And I decided to offer like a super fun special for the Lionsgate for my first day back, and sold out of the sessions that I was offering, which is fun. And now I've been doing those sessions, and oh my gosh, this work is just so fun. And I really wanted to share some of the key messages that came from the session that I did this morning, which I kind of gave an overall focus of it being mentoring slash human design based, whatever, kind of the gist of what I do, which is really like amplifying abundance through self-liberation, through human design, through gene keys, and utilizing these things to become even a more clear, crisp, potent version of ourselves, both in who we are for the world, but who we are in our own experience and how we're experiencing our life and our world. And the big focus in the session this morning was abundance. And although a lot of the things that were coming through and the things we talked about were specific to this client's design, it's also a message for the collective, I feel. And that message is to pay attention to where we are becoming stagnant and overly logical about what it is that we're creating. It is very easy to get stuck in the sense of business and making money and wanting a better relationship really serious, right? We think we have to like hit all these milestones and we have to post consistently and we have to be doing XYZ, but things also get to be really, really playful. And I was receiving this image of kind of like this hard armor around our auric field. Like I use our auric field as an example a lot when I talk about our capacity and allowing and more, because it is one of the ways that spirit shows me where we are open or quote unquote closed or resisting or freely letting in particular things in our life, right? So in this particular example, if we imagine your auric field as a bubble around you and this having like a hard coating, a hard shell, and this hard shell can come from so many things in our life. It can come from past experiences. It can come from conditioning. It can come from the society that we grew up in and our specific experiences of oppression and discrimination and whatever else an individual might be experiencing. And as well as pass down things from family. And then basically, I mean, as with everything that I fucking talk about, the patriarchy, right? Like basically the summation of the impact of the patriarchy on our true ability to experience pleasure and joy and abundance. And so there's this like hard layer. And for some of us, it's completely hardened. For some of us, it's a little bit hard. For some of us, it's only hardened in some areas. But when we try to logic our way through healing and allowing and softening that barrier, we are really coming up against it with, like, we're just walking up to it and we're knocking on it and we're trying to think of how to remove it. And we're like, so not really having an impact, let's say. But when we allow enthusiasm and playfulness back into our life and we allow ourselves to have almost like, I'm going to use the term childlike enthusiasm because I think it paints a really beautiful picture. But when we allow ourselves to just be excited about life, you know, I look at my toddler and they're like, I went poo-poo on the toilet. And we're all like, woohoo! And then they see like an airplane in the sky and they're like, airplane! Wow! Like, no matter how many times we see it. It's just like the most simple things. What are some of the other things? It's just, you know, everything. It's like when they see like, they're really into letters at the moment. So when they see like anything circle shaped, they're like, oh, look, an O. And they're really into like showing off. So they'll be like, mom, dad, look, and just do the same thing like 50,000 times. And it's so entertaining for me to watch because it's like, it doesn't, anything they do doesn't have like a direct correlation for them with their worth, right? They are just living their life and doing what they want to do and being excited and joyful and grateful. And sometimes we lose our enthusiasm and excitement and gratitude for things because they become a normal standard in our life. And then we switch into the space where things can become monotonous. And I've definitely felt that in my life before, but the energy of monotony, and I am certain there are specific gene keys that talk about this as well. I can't think of the one off the top of my head, but I've read it. But just what's coming through right now, it's like this energy of monotony can actually be very easily transmuted into a gift and into a power. I wrote something which I may read for you on the podcast at some point. It's like, I've been writing so much and I have so many pieces of writing and beautiful things sitting in the notes of my phone, and I will one day release some of them and slowly and when it feels right. But I wrote about how this journey, like I had like a channeled message years ago that said the more you become, the more successful you will be. And that truth has been revealing itself on many layers ever since then. And one of the examples that I wrote in that post was, or in that piece of writing, was that my favorite color being pink was one of the first things I really learned about myself. And I know that sounds really silly because I was like nearly 30, but I used to really see the color pink as too soft and not something that successful people like and not something that people take serious. And I used to kind of reject my own preferences because of how I believed they would be perceived and what that would mean about me. And a lot of those things, like the color pink, I witnessed as a weakness about myself. The minute that I was able to transmute those things that I thought were weaknesses, softness, emotion, beauty, femininity in my case, right? Because I associated pink with that, even though we know in history until the 80s, when pink was actually a masculine color because of its closeness to red and the aggression of the color red. Anyway, side note. That when I was able to turn those things into my power, we see the evolution of Viola Hug, where I went from being broke as fuck to literally making multiple six figures in my company, working a handful of hours a week, traveling the world, starting a family, like really bringing things that I valued most in my heart to the forefront of my life. And it really, part of that was the start of me really owning and accepting that. But the point of what I'm saying is that when we see the things we sometimes fault within ourselves and we can see how they become a power in our life, when we see the mundane energy, right? Like, I felt this when I came back from traveling for the first time and I settled into a home. It just like didn't feel as exciting anymore because I was not in a new fucking country looking at new historical beautiful scenery every single day. I was doing the same thing every day. I was at home getting my cup of tea, sitting with my husband. I was pregnant at the time. You know, it just felt very, it could have felt monotonous, but being able to center into the gratitude and being able to really work on that belief that we all have ingrained in us in some capacity, which is the belief that there always needs to be more. Like, society loves to move the goalpost. We live in a society that says we should have a goal, but the minute we achieve the goal, we are told that there should be something else, something bigger, something better, something more. And I do believe that we are designed to evolve and continue to experience things and grow over a lifetime, but that does not mean we don't get to revel in the beauty of what we've created. That does not mean we don't get to feel successful just as we are, and even if nothing changes, and even if our external circumstances, quote unquote, worsen or aren't as powerful. Like, income's a beautiful example. Like, we can't just feel successful if our income's going up. We need to be able to feel successful if our income's going up or down or staying the same, because otherwise that's not a true feeling of certainty and love and fulfillment and abundance in our life. That is circumstantial otherwise, right? So allowing yourself to bring back that childlike enthusiasm, allowing yourself to see the magic in your scenario as it is right now, and knowing that that's the frequency that will allow in more in your life. So that was really the message that channeled through from that call, and I knew I had to share it here. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love for you to let me know if you did enjoy it, and if you're enjoying the podcast, if you haven't already rated the podcast 5 stars, left a review. It would be awesome if you could come hang out with me on Instagram or TikTok. Those are kind of my 2 favorite platforms, and keep an eye out for me officially releasing my new ways to work with me, both high level, more accessible options, group, one-on-one, all of the things. They are going to unfold, and I'm so excited to share these potent new offers with you as they arise. Send you love, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.